This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to, I think this is the biggest news. It's not the Mavs. This was Arch Manning committing to the Texas Longhorns. Let's discuss it with Chip Brown, Longhorns insider on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Chip, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How did the Longhorns get this done?
Well, Steve Sarkisian has been recruiting Arch Manning since I think the kid could walk. So, you know, he developed a good relationship with Arch and just, you know, didn't put a bunch of pressure on, just told him, you know, how much he wanted him, and I think the Mannings felt comfortable with Steve Sarkisian, and I think Arch wants to try something a little different from what his uncles did, although Texas is going to end up in the SEC while Arch is at Texas, so, you know, Steve Sarkisian deserves the credit for building that relationship.
When is the last time, we were trying to debate it in the state, but when's the last time you can remember this type of reaction and excitement with a Longhorn commit or any player making their decision in the state of Texas? Anything matching this energy?
Probably Vince Young, you know, in 2002. I mean, he was the number one rated recruit in the nation. Arch Manning is the number one rated recruit in the nation for 2023. And Texas actually has the number one rated recruit for 2021 now in Quinn Ewers, who transferred in from Ohio State. So, you know, Steve Sarkisian, he needed to you know, cash in on the momentum of his time as a, you know, superlative offensive coordinator at Alabama. And now we're seeing it because you go 5-7, it's awful. You know, six-game losing streak, longest in the program's history since 1956. You got to have the off season of off seasons, and Steve Sarkisian's having that. And I think as long as he shows forward progress, Arch Manning will sign on the dotted line on that national letter of intent.
Chip, you mentioned Quinn Ewers. What is this? What was his role in this? Like, is, you know, I have heard that he was like, you know, attached at the hip to Arch in his time as weekend there. Does this do anything or change anything about his future with the Horns?
Well, he's seen as the guy for 2022, and then as the guy in 2023. And then he's draft eligible, and he would hand it off to Arch Manning in 2024.
What's...
So he's got to live up to it. You know, he's got to play like Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's got to be a guy that is 3-and-done. His first year was at Ohio State. It was a lost cause. But he's going to, you know, if he lives up to the hype, he'll be the guy this year, he'll be the guy next year, and then he'll hand it off to Arch Manning.
Chip Brown joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline. What's the scouting report on Arch? We know about the last name, but what did all the coaches fall in love with? What does everyone fall in love with in terms of this kid as a player?
Yeah, it's the preparation. You know, he's just prepared. He gets the game. He can see it. He can read it. He's a great teammate. In addition to being, you know, big, strong, and accurate. And so, you know, he's an interesting personality type. He's pretty chill, which I think is really interesting because so is Quinn Ewers. I mean, we're both kind of, you know, men of few words, but the guys attract people, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a Pied Piper effect. The top skill talent, the best offensive linemen, the best running backs want to play with a great signal caller. And so Arch Manning is a guy who's seen as, you know, someone who can bring in a lot of talent with him. And Steve Sarkisian's hoping that's the case.
Has there been any indication, we were talking about this earlier, has there been any indication about a timeline? Like, will they go and make the move to the SEC before that 2025?
I think it'll be 2024. I don't think there's any way in hell that ESPN is going to take over the broadcast rights, SEC football, and not have Texas and Oklahoma when that contract begins in 2024. And, you know, that's what sources are telling me. So we'll see.
So Arch will never play a Big 12 game then, most likely.
Probably not.
You can buy stock in these three programs, put them in order. The Longhorns, the Aggies, or the Sooners over the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, you got to have the quarterback. You got to have the quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady has proved that. So, you know, I mean, I think Texas Longhorn fans would say, put Texas at the top of that stock if we're buying it for the next 5 years.
And you, your order?
Well, I mean, I think the Aggies have, you know, the best talent right now on the lines. You know, they're a little bit ahead of Texas right now in terms of where their talent level is. But, you know, we're going to find out. I mean, Steve Sarkisian has only won, you know, 9 games as a head coach, and he did it at USC before he got fired. So, you know, Jimbo Fisher's won a national championship. I love Jimbo Fisher. I think he's, you know, a top coach. We got to see if Steve Sarkisian is. So I think it's pretty close.
Chip, thank you for the time, man. We appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the offseason and this story that's absolutely dominating and exciting. We appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chip Brown, horns247.com.
What's wrong? Hey, listen. I'm not here to defend tea sippers as an Aggie. He had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, he had a long day yesterday. I was thinking to myself what it would be like to be able to wake up at 9 a.m. on a weekday.
You'll find out next week.
That's all I was thinking.
That's funny.
9 a.m. on a weekday.
When I texted him yesterday, I gave him like six options for times, and he chose the latest one.
He
knew he was going to be up late.
pull the curtain back. I was the one calling him behind the scenes. I got his voicemail. Chip Brown, leave a message. And then he answered.
That's his message? That's his outgoing message?
Yeah. Chip Brown.
Name, leave a message?
Leave a message.
That's fantastic.
And then he answered. Chip Brown. Hello. I'm ready. It's like, okay, here we go.
I would also like to survey the other shows to ask them if they have family members and friends who don't realize what time they're on the home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. Because there's no way that this show does not lead the way.
We lead the way, 100%.
Between Troy's family, RJ's kid. I just had to yell at RJ's kid in the commercial break.
I'm sorry, what?
I just had to yell. I think he was shook for a half second there.
My son, the hustle that my family goes through to make it seem like they have no idea when I work. My mom, my dad, when he used to be able to use a phone, my son.
Like, I got to praise my family for a second. My family, I mean, something horrific has to happen in order for them to bother me. They just know. Like, you know, the day we're flying out, we don't have a dog sitter anymore.
Yeah.
I'll get a text over that, but never a call. My mom, my dad, my brother, my wife, fantastic. You just got lit up twice in the last commercial break.
So my kid, I love your...
Was that Luca?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The con job of this boy. With the tongue. Dad. Hi, Dad. Can I this? Love you, Dad.
What
a freaking acting job this was.
He's such a great actor.
And I had to tell him, yo, kid, we're on the air. Stop calling during the show. 5:30 to 10. It goes for your ex-wife, your both your kids, current ex, whatever. Troy's wife. No other show in the building could match us with family members or friends calling as if you're on a lunch break.
I had a guy in baseball call me. He's a listener. He knows what time we're on the radio.
Why is he calling?
He needs. He needs information on one of the parents or something like that.
RJ goes, yeah. Can I call you after the show? And then he goes, what time is that? 10 o'clock. Thank you for knowing.
Yeah.
Good. Does anyone know? I know the sales department barely knows. Is your RJ's family, or they know, or they just don't care?
They probably don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
I mean, good Lord.
I know. Well, you know what? This will happen to you one day too.
Now I feel bad because I would call my dad at his office when I was a kid. Hey, can so and so spend the night, Dad? And he would snap. Do you think I'm not saving?
Saving lives.
Oh, yeah. He'd play that card. You don't think I'm sitting over here saving lives? You call him this garbage? That he was always scold like you didn't know. 50-50. Now, you don't think, what do you think I have in my hand? You know, it's not a sandwich. It's a stethoscope. And you're going to sit here and bother me? You think I don't do anything all day? You know, and like.
Hustle of these people.
Holding your breath, hoping you don't get screamed at.
And then, well, you know, it's going to happen to you sooner or later, especially young Ollie. He's going to call you up here one day, and he's going to talk to you about what's going on at the house, and you're going to scream at him. But luckily, how old is Ollie now?
Two.
That's right. Well, luckily, he doesn't have to call you now.
Oh.
Because he's on the Odyssey app.
Oh, God.
Right. The Cribcast.
How do I never know that where do you get these from?
Well, what do you mean? I go to the Odyssey app. You download the Odyssey app. You click on the Cribcast. Let me see. Wait, let me try to pull this one up. Let me see. Do I have the Cribcast? Let me see.
Welcome to my Cribcast. Proudly sponsored by Maverick Windows. If you need windows that allow you to block out the sound of your kid crying, give Maverick Windows a call. Tell them my daddy sent you. Social media is buzzing about my new hairdo. I see you, Kendall Jenner. So many ladies are swiping on me on the dating app teething. Inflamed spleen for RJ Choppy? More like an inflamed ego.
Oh, no.
Stop taking Blue Chew Chop. It's working in the wrong place. Similar to Arch Manning, I'll be announcing my college soon. Just like the Mannings, colleges know a pedigree, and mixed doubles champions are hard to find. Coming up next, we go to the airport, followed by TSA extra screening, and then first class, because I'm a Sharif, baby.
I don't know how, honestly, behind the curtain, they don't tell me they have this. I don't know how you it magically gets worked in when we talk about a lifestyle issue, but there it is.
This is your last free flight, right? With him?
No, I had to pay.
He's under two, though, right?
I think it's a weight thing, though. Is it age or a weight thing? Oh, you know what? I could have, but I decided I couldn't hold him in my lap the entire time.
Yeah, I was about to say you had to.
He's a hoss.
Yeah, you had to put him in a seat.
Yeah, he's a hoss, right? Do you agree with that, Troy?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to hold him.
He's a hoss. He would not.
If you're flying into San Antonio, maybe going to the armpit, that's one thing. Flying to like Maryland?
Yeah, he hates me. He's not going to sit there.
Do you have to bring a car seat? I don't know what the rule is. I've seen people have put a car seat on for kids in the.
I hope not.
In the airplane.
I hope
not. Looks crazy.
Good Lord.
Now, they probably only do it because they had to bring it anyway for the because you got to bring one.
No. I have one from last time when we went.
Oh, okay.
It's already there. I hope I don't have to put them in a car seat for the plane.
I've seen it happen, but I don't know that's mandatory.
The freaking planning for this. God bless my wife. The lollipops. The Skittles. The movies.
Oh, the little puffs.
The little puffs.
Yeah.
The melatonin. The, what else can you drug them with the liquid?
Benadryl.
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. Yeah. All of it being packed to take this little two-year-old to go see his grandparents. All right. What does Jay Billis think about the newest Maverick? That's right. In case you went to sleep or you weren't watching, the Mavs went and got their guy. Plus, is it good or bad to be on Kyrie's final trade list? Next with Sean and RJ.
Well, let's get you over to Athletic Greens and get some AG1 in your life every single morning when I wake up. First thing I do is I go right to the cabinet. I grab my AG1, take my scoop. With each delicious scoop, my body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, and adaptogens to help me get me through my day. It's the first thing I do. I put some water, mix it with water, put it in my shaker, and then I shake it up and I drink it. And it's the best thing I do all day. It's like one of the best decisions health-wise that I have made. It's AG1 from Athletic Greens. If you have been trying to get healthier, stay healthier, but you just can't do it, this is a great way to start. Everything snowballs after this. I'm drinking less coffee and I'm drinking more water. My energy levels are up, all because of AG1 from Athletic Greens. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. Right now, free one-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to AthleticGreens.com/RJ.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, segment brought to you by Rubin and Associates. If you are struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, IRS, credit card, or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone, Tolos. Give Mark Rubin a call. He'll take the weight off your shoulders and get you back living life again. It is Rubin and Associates at 1-800-LAWYERS.
With the 37th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Sacramento Kings select Jaden Hardy from the NBA G League's Team Ignite.
That was the call last night of the Mavs player on ESPN. Jaden Hardy goes number 37. The Mavs trade two future second rounders. Tim McMahon reporting that Hardy was number 19 on their board. A psycho basketball fanatic, Mike Bassick, at 12:30 in the morning, tweeted out, "I'm watching a G League game." Now, this kid came out of Detroit, a top two ESPN prospect, and decided to go to the G League, kind of like Jaden Smith did last year, who ended up going number two. and it didn't go that great. The shooting percentages were down. He dropped, still a top 25 invite to the draft, but obviously he fell to 37. Mavs said, this is too good for us to pass up. So here's what Bassick tweeted with the scouting report. He's 17. He was talking about Scoot Henderson. Mavs draft pick Jaden Hardy has flashes of being good, but not ready for the league. Horrible on-ball defense, hates rebounding, weak at the rim, good handles, and scoring potential. Catch and shoot looks really good. Has played much better offensively off the ball. So that was Bassick diving into the film work already. Here is Jay Billis on the broadcast last night on what the Mavs are getting.
Jaden Hardy is a really talented player. He was a McDonald's All-American in high school. He's from Detroit. He's a shot creator, you know, catch and shoot guy. He's very good with that. He was inefficient in his year with the G League Ignite. He only shot 35% from the field and 27% from three. But man, this guy is he's a flamethrower. He's a bucket getter. Maybe it gave somebody some pause that he was a little bit turnover prone this last year and needs to refine his game. But long term, he's got a lot of ability as a one-on-one scorer. He shot 40% in catch and shoot situations, and he can create his own space.
So there you go. They saw talent and they wanted to roll the dice. And we'll see how they can mold and develop him.
I love rolling them dice, shooting them die, as they would call it. This is what you got to do. You have to hit. Look at all these great, look at all these teams out there that have hit on second round players. You've got to hit on guys in the second round. And if you do and you can, all the better for you. The Spurs dynasty, Ginobili second round, Parker late first. You've got to be able to hit on these guys. And maybe they find one. Maybe they get something out of Hardy. Maybe they do.
They got Brunson. Found it with Brunson.
Yeah, you need one or two more of that. And then, bam, you're good.
He was not on Bassick's top 10 list of second-round targets if they moved back into the draft. We had heard stories about the kid out of Duke, but they get a guy out of the G League in Jaden Hardy. Welcome to the Dallas Mavericks. But yeah, the real interest here is everything happening in Brooklyn. Woj said that the Mavs are on Kyrie's list to get traded to if he can't reach a deal with the Nets, Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, 76ers, and Mavericks. None of those teams have the cap space to sign him. If he opted out, they don't have the cap space. They would need the Nets' help in a deal that they would work. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant, according to Woj, has not told the Nets he would want out. If Kyrie's gone, Shams reported KD was kind of saying, I'm monitoring this, so be careful. That's kind of the tone that I got. So a little bit of conflicting reports from those two. And then Rick Bucher, a longtime NBA reporter, wrote a piece on FoxSports.com quoting an Eastern Conference executive saying, forget about the Lakers, Knicks, Clippers, and Nets. The Mavericks are the best fit. GM, Nico, with Nike ties with Kyrie. Kyrie has more respect for Jason Kidd than Steve Nash because he won a title. And because of Luka Doncic, Kyrie doesn't have to be the best player. He doesn't have to lead. And he can be your second scorer. Now, that's just the opinion from a rival general manager. But you'd have to sit there and pony up more years. No one wants to give Kyrie more years. And then Woj said, because the Knicks made all their moves yesterday, this may cause the Mavericks to have to pay the max for Jalen.
It might. They might have to.
Max.
I'm not in on that at all. I don't want to pay the max for him. That's going to be like $30 billion a year.
Is there a number of years for Kyrie? Like Kyrie says, I want five, you know, four. Like the Nets are probably trying to keep this to two. Is there a number of years I'm sure that Kyrie's agent told this info to Woj. Kyrie has an interest in coming here. Mm-hmm. And all the other teams go 3 years with their offer.
Yeah.
You extend it if you're the Mavs to try to get him? You give the longer years?
Well, four? Yeah. Dude, like I don't like Kyrie Irving. I don't want Kyrie Irving here, but
he's 30.
I'm going to take him. I'm going to close my eyes and say yes.
Kyrie, Max. Brunson, Max.
Kyrie all day. One guy can help you win a championship. One guy cannot. It's pretty simple.
Well, he can help you. But
he can help, but he's got to be down the list.
He can't be like the cause.
Right.
Kyrie can be.
Kyrie, look, if you keep Jalen Brunson as the number two or just whatever he is, just keep him here. Keep the roster as is. This is not a title contending team. Vegas told you that last year or a couple weeks ago. They had a 65% chance of losing to Phoenix. They won. It was an upset. They're not close. If Kyrie Irving's here, they're the favorites in the West, unless, you know, LeBron and AD are fully healthy and you know, young again. Luka and Kyrie make you the favorites in the West.
Luka,
assuming, big assumption, Kyrie Irving actually plays and isn't poison. Again, that's all big assumption. I'm willing to take that risk. Kyrie Irving playing like he wants to play makes you the favorites in the West. Probably the favorites in the NBA.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.